You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Izzy, I feel like there was a lot of stuff left on the bone there from the Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, now enter Rick Ross, basically the entire hip-hop community having beef with each other. What are the things that stood out to you? Like, do you want to go back into the original one? Is there stuff on the back end from Drake, Rick Ross? Like, what's the most interesting point to you?
The most interesting part to me is, like, sort of where all these beefs started happening. Because one minute, I think Drake and Future are friends. I think Drake and Rick Ross have been making, you know, songs for years. How could they be enemies at this point? And then they sort of unleash all the details. And then they also say, hey, there's more to come. And it's almost like, you know, if you're in hip hop, you are basically just collecting information. Mm-hmm. If you are any good, you know, at some point you're going to have some secrets on people. And so that is, to me, the most interesting. And then you throw in the dynamic of J. Cole not wanting any part of that.
Right.
Like, J. Cole's diss track was, hey, I'm better than you. Your discography, that's what that was called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is not as good as you think. And if you really want to mess with me, well, I mean, I guess technically he threatened to kill him. But if you really want to mess with me, I will take you down.
Somebody else would kill him.
Right. And so I think that, to me, it's like they're talking two different concepts here, right? So J. Cole and Kendrick are talking the hardest MC, the most respected, which is why Kendrick said money, power, respect, the last one is better, mm-hmm. right? You can take all your money and power, Drake. He was almost like preemptively saying, I know what you're going to say. That doesn't matter to me. The respect is better. Where Drake is saying, look, I have... there's no way you can argue with what I brought to the table. My entire discography, everything that I've done is amazing, and I'm selling out, you know, spots in foreign lands, and you guys aren't doing that. And I also have some dirt on you guys. Whereas, again, J. Cole and Kendrick are like, ah, we're just better at this than you. And so that doesn't always translate to dollars. You're good at one thing, we're good at this other thing. And so to me, it's like the guys at the top of the game are having different arguments, but I don't care. I'm just here for all of it. I want the drama part. I want the details of, you know, who had what plastic surgery and mm-hmm. who's not claiming what child.
Whose, like, baby mom is doing what.
Yeah.
I think the interesting part, too, that you mentioned is Drake is so high and above everybody else when it comes to all those things you mentioned, right? Like, just social capital. He's mm-hmm. at the top of the heap, more hits than the Beatles. Like, we know who Drake is.
He can have a bomb album, like a bomb, like a dud, and it doesn't really matter. It doesn't
He's had them, and they haven't affected him.
Right.
Right? Like, think about the last time you had a classic Drake album. There's a lot of them that have a lot of misses in them. But when you look at the fight, right, it almost feels like when a rich guy gets into a fight and he's like, I don't really care. Like, I'm rich. It doesn't mm-hmm. really matter to me. Like, remember LeBron with the media was like, I'm going to go back to my mansion and, like,
right.
whatever. It doesn't really matter. That's almost like, it feels like what Drake's coming from. He's like, guys, you see where I live. You see what I do. You see my 757 plane. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. You guys can figure out your petty beast by yourselves. But then everybody else is coming in with just with real stuff, it feels like.
Yeah, and then, you know, Drake is texting his mom, or his mom is texting Drake saying, hey, the internet says you got a nose job. We should have gotten a 2-for-1 if that was the case. And he's like, no, that's just this guy I used to rap with. He's gone crazy. He's a little racist. We'll handle it. And the we'll handle it part all of a sudden became like a threat. Like he's just going to... And that to me is just the interesting part is... When does this go too far? Like, I'm here for all the drama.
Is nose job too far?
No, no.
Is fake abs too far?
Not too far.
Is white boy too far?
How many times did he say it?
14.
It's a little bit too far. I actually, you know, I thought the initial...
For those that don't know, Rick Ross came out with a diss track against Drake, called him white boy like 14 different times within the song.
Yeah. And yeah, so I just think the personal part of it, if it goes too far, it's only going too far if you're actually threatening violence and it's going to happen. It's a Tupac Biggie situation. Like if you get that far, it's clearly too far. But I just don't think that's where this is going. It's just why I liked the Drake diss, because again, it was more details. Hey, I know this. Hey, Kendrick, you've been talking about this diss track for 4 years now. You say you know things. Drop it already, because I'm ready to respond. That to me is great. And I think of this all like, I don't want the violence, right? I don't want anything happening to them. Mm-hmm. And so when you boil it all down, it just kind of makes me laugh. It's like when guys are mad at each other, what are we going to do? Write poems about each other and then just put it to
hold me back.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, we used to have duels. Now we write poetry.
You would slap somebody with a glove.
Right.
Tony, you said Drake has a 747 still, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do we know if it's Boeing? It's a Boeing. So
I don't know if it's a Boeing,
actually.
That
could be diss track worthy.
Right.
Like, oh, your plane is so bad that the parts are coming off because the manufacturer skimped out on
labor. Spit those bars, Jess.
Wow, that would be an incredible.
The union wasn't strong and your plane is actually probably due for maintenance now.
Ouch.
That's what I would do if I wrote a diss track about Drake.
I mean, jeez.
You better watch your back, Jess.
Yeah.
By the way, all these people who are giving us a hard time about not knowing anything about the Allen Iverson statue, can we clarify that we do know about the Allen Iverson statue? Because Jess, you told us that they are all small. Miniature.
Apparently the ones in their practice facility are all small, but that doesn't change the fact that this is a tiny statue. So I don't yell at me about the statue. I saw what I saw. It's a tiny statue. Yeah.
Don't
and
unveil
it's funny.
A statuette and call it a statue and
not
expect
to be taller than the statue itself.
Right.
Right. Because when he's like looking down at the statue, almost like taking off the little cover.
It's like the jokes are still relevant. I don't care what the truth is.
Exactly.
Who do you have in the beef?
Whew. I honestly think Kendrick has played it the best. I think Kendrick started the
first
fire.
Shot. Yeah.
He took the first shot. He had the most memorable line. It was the surprise element of it all because nobody knew it was coming. I think the fact that it was with Future and Metro on that album, mm-hmm. We Still Don't Trust You, all that stuff made it feel just legit and everybody else reacting. And the reaction being, oh, what is this? 20 against 1? Oh, you came with extensions. I don't care. That verse was fire.
It was.
And the best thing about these types of beefs is when you can just nail the beef on a banger.
Yeah.
And like that absolutely did that. Like you listen to that song over and over again, you have to remind yourself. I have to remind myself that Future's dissing him. It was like, oh, guys from the bottom are really like that. It's
right.
Like, oh, wow. That's a Drake reference and all this stuff. So it's all crazy fun to me. My concern is just don't go over the top and get crazy. I think the line is right where Rick Ross is right now. He is sitting on that line.
White boy's the line.
Poor line.